This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. In VR, Senate Bill 2613-5, a ballot referral that would redirect an estimated $817 million in annual TABOR refunds to state coffers, cleared the Senate Finance Committee on a 6-3 party-line vote on March 12 and advanced to Senate Appropriations, according to Colorado Politics. The measure is widely expected to reach the November 2026 ballot, where it will ask voters whether to increase K-12 education investment for the next 10 years. What the ballot language does not say is that the TABOR spending cap increase is permanent. The education earmark sunsets after 10 years, the cap raise does not. Kim Monson, who said she testified before the committee when the bill was first heard, called the measure dishonest and deceptive on The Kim Monson Show. They say it's for education funding, but excess revenue collected will go into the general fund, Monson said. They imply there will be a 10-year sunset. After that 10 years, all of the money will go to the general fund. This is an amazing, audacious grab at everyday people's property. The permanent cap raise. The bill creates an excess state revenues account within the general fund. For each fiscal year beginning July 1, 2027, the state may retain revenue it would otherwise have been required to refund under TABOR. The education component directs the legislature to fund a positive factor for school districts for 10 years, distributing approximately $200 million annually to increase teacher pay, improve retention, reduce class sizes, and expand career and technical courses. After the education earmark expires in fiscal year 2036-37, the cap raise remains in effect and the retained revenue becomes unrestricted. After that date, the excess revenue would be unrestricted, meaning the General Assembly could spend it as it sees fit, according to Colorado Politics. The Colorado Springs Gazette editorial board called this the hidden core of the bill. If voters agree to this deceptive pitch to keep excess revenue, it also would permanently lift the limit on government growth, even after the 10-year toll for schools is over. That amounts to an added annual infusion of play money for lawmakers, for good. It would gut Tabor's most important feature in reining in runaway government growth. The spending debate. Supporters argue Colorado schools are critically underfunded. Kevin Vick, president of the Colorado Education Association, told the Senate Finance Committee that every public school student in Colorado is underfunded at $4,000 per student, according to Colorado Politics. Benjamin Wells, a teacher at Stanley Lake High School, testified he works two part-time jobs and lives in public housing. Critics counter that K-12 spending is already at an all-time high. A Common Sense Institute report from October 2025 found total K-12 spending rose to $18.2024, an increase of $4.2024, an increase of $420 billion, or 30%, since 2019, according to Colorado Politics. Per-student instruction and support expenditure grew 48% since 2018. Yet instruction's share of total spending shrank from 45.9% in 2014 to 41.6% in 2024, while the number of administrators and non-teacher staff grew 31.4% and 33.9% respectively, compared with 9.3% growth in teaching positions from 2009 to 2025. It's not a lack of resources, it's a lack of political will. Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, Republican of Brighton, said when the bill was introduced, according to Colorado Politics. The Colorado Accountability Project noted that the bill ignores a key recommendation from two state-commissioned adequacy studies, reforming the K-12 funding formula to target money toward lower-performing schools, English language learners, and special education. The economic argument. Jay Davidson, CEO and founder of First American State Bank, and a columnist at American Thinker, framed the bill as economic coercion on The Kim Monson Show. When you take current income through taxes away from the people that earned it, then they can no longer spend that money as they see fit. Rather, it goes into a bureaucracy, which is by definition the most inefficient thing in the world, and it gets wasted and spent on places that you don't want, Davidson said. You want to help the children? Leave the money in my pocket. I earned it. Davidson argued the bill circumvents the constitutional amendment process. If they want to re-amend the Constitution of the state of Colorado, then send it to the people, not in some amendment form like they're doing, but make it a constitutional amendment rather than trying to sneak it through behind the closed doors, he said. History of voter rejection. Colorado voters have repeatedly turned down efforts to modify Tabor refunds. Proposition CC in 2019 would have permanently ended refunds, voters rejected it. Proposition HH in 2023, which tied a temporary cap raise to property tax relief, failed by a wide margin. The last successful Tabor modification was Referendum C in 2005, which gave the state a 5-year timeout from Tabor spending limits, according to Colorado Politics. The bill is unlikely to receive a single Republican vote among the 34 GOP members in the legislature, according to Colorado Politics. Democrats hold large majorities in both chambers. Because the measure is a ballot referral rather than a constitutional amendment, it needs only a simple majority in both chambers to reach the November ballot. Monson urged voters to examine the bill's text beyond the ballot language. Get up to speed because there's going to be a lot of money that is coming at it, because those that will benefit from more and more of your tax dollars are willing to spend some money now for what they consider a big windfall if this would pass, she said. And now, Kim's perspective. SB 26135 is the latest in a long line of attempts to dismantle Tabor, and this one might be the most audacious. The ballot language promises education funding for 10 years, but the permanent Tabor cap increase is the real prize. After the education earmark expires, every dollar of excess revenue goes wherever the legislature wants, forever. Colorado voters said no to Proposition CC and no to Proposition HH. Now the same legislature is back with a shinier label and the same goal: keep your refund money. When I testified before the committee, I called this bill dishonest and deceptive, and I stand by that. Read the bill yourself at leg.colorado.gov, then go to coloradotaxpayer.org and read the analysis from the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. Do not let a misleading ballot question do what the legislature cannot do honestly. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.